Welcome to the HP Global Employee Ownership Podcast Series. In 2024, we are placing particular focus on the mission and values of HP Global in an effort to level set for all employee owners what these mean and how each of us can exemplify them each day. These communications are intended for the employees of HP Global. We recognize that the general public will have access. The views expressed in these communications represent Bob Whalen in the context of HP Global and may not apply to broader audiences. On our podcast today, we have HP Global CEO Bob Whalen. We also have with us Bree Nguyen. She is the Director of Learning and Development for HP Mechanical and also heads up HP University. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Employee Ownership Podcast Series. We're excited to be back with another episode. We have Bree Nguyen with us again, and of course, Bob Whalen. Today, we're talking about creating and sharing value at HP Global. So, Bob, I'll just hand it off to you right away, and if you want to jump into creating and sharing value.
Yeah, I think the issue that we want to talk about is, you know, firstly, why is it important for us to create value? What goes into creating value? You know, how do we do that as individuals? And then secondly, how we share it. And, we do that in the short term with our base pay and benefits package, as well as short-term bonuses that we pay out based on our divisional success. And then we also share in the long term through the value we create in our ESOP plan, as well as the new 401k grant that we've just instituted in 2024. And so really excited to talk about, you know, creating and sharing value here today.
Thank you, Bob. You often mention winning financially. Can you share how that's critical to creating value for our organization?
Yeah, I think this is a really interesting topic. And I think, you know, especially in today's day, a lot of people, you know, view profit with a negative context. And the reality is it takes us producing profit to create value. If we don't produce any profit, we don't create any value. And if we don't create any value, we don't share, you know. A percentage of nothing is nothing. And so I think it's first and foremost important that we recognize that it's important that we produce profit. It's that profit that allows us to share, you know, what we create with our employees. And we create that profit through little actions from every one of us. You know, each day, every single employee owner in our company has a role to play in creating value. You can be 2% better at your job, 3% better. We can find new and innovative ways to do things. We can cut out steps of a process that we no longer need. We can add technology that allows us to do things more effectively. There is a whole bunch of ways that we can do it, but I think the most important message to everybody at HP Global is that we all have a role. We have an important role to play. And without each one of us individually, we cannot succeed, you know, as a team and produce the value that we want to produce.
Awesome. Oftentimes when people think of an ESOP, they think of retirement, they think of long-term benefits, not necessarily the short-term benefits. Can you tell us a little bit more about some specific benefits that our employee owners receive short-term?
Yeah, I think that that's really important because, yes, we've made a commitment to our employees. If you work with us for your career, you're going to have the resources you need in retirement to sustain your standard of living. That's a commitment we've made. But we've also made a commitment that we are going to pay market-based wages and benefits. And so we evaluate, you know, what all the positions in our company should be paid based on the market. And we try to pay, you know, those rates to our employees, as well as the benefits that are market for our positions. And that's the first step in the short term, that we're competitive on a pay and benefit standpoint. And I think, you know, people think of pay first, no question, but there's health benefits, there's, you know, paid time off benefits, there's all that. And we're, you know, that's all important to us in what we're able to provide to our employees. And we want to be, you know, in touch with the market. In addition to that, we also pay out bonuses each year based on the financial success of the division you work for. So we think it's really important that we tie bonuses to the success of the individual division that you work in. That's the team, you know, that you work with every day. Yes, you're part of HB Global, but you work for a specific division which has, you know, very specific objectives as far as what they're trying to produce financially. And then when we do, you know, meet those objectives, we pay out bonuses to the short term and our employees. And that should make our pay in excess of what's market.
It's great to hear that we're focusing on long-term and short-term benefits. With this in mind, there's been some recent changes around our ESOP share allocations to employee owners. Could you take a little bit of time and just discuss that?
Yes. What's necessitated the change is we have now allocated 100% of the shares in the ESOP to participant accounts. And so we really departed from what the ESOP community recommends as far as allocation. The ESOP community will recommend that companies distribute their shares over as long as 40 years. And I'm just opposed to that, because if the shares aren't in employees' accounts, you don't really own the company. And I felt that it was important that we actually get the ownership into our employees' accounts. And so what we've tried to do is match the share allocation with us paying down the debt of the company that was used to acquire the shares. And so in consideration that change was going to lower the percent of people's compensation that will be allocated to ESOP, we added an additional provision this year of a 3% 401k grant. And that grant really has two advantages from my perspective. One, it diversifies our retirement investments away from 100% being ESOP plan, so away from our company into the broader markets. And then secondly, it has liquidity advantages for the participants that they can take advantage of.
That makes sense, Bob. You use the term liquidity. Can you explain what that means, please?
Yeah, when I use the term liquidity, and I apologize, it's a term we use a lot in finance, but really what it means is you can get access to your money. And as it relates to the 401k, our participants, once this money has been granted to them, they have access to that money through the 401k loan. And so employees will have the ability to take out a 401k loan, not only on the contributions that they've made, but also on the grant that we've done as part of this program.
Thinking about the changes that we made, Bob, I think that most employees understand that 12% forever was not sustainable. But there may be some questions or even some confusion around now the 3 to 5% share allocation plus the 3% 401k grant. We're looking at an average of 6 to 8%. I understand that's no guarantee, but 6 to 8% compared to 12%, that could be still looked at as not necessarily a huge positive. It could be looked at as now they're getting a smaller percentage. Do you mind talking a little bit about that?
Yeah. First of all, I think the positive of it is that we've allocated a lot more shares to our participants already, meaning that value is in all of our employee hands. And so, you know, the equity value of our ESOP program is $150 million. And, you know, we should be really proud of what we've created over the last 13 years. But if we did that more slowly, that $115 million would not be in participants' hands. I'm not going to try to make an argument to people that, you know, 12% is not better than 6 or 8%. But I think we've allocated to our employees and got all those shares into the account, which I do think is a positive. And so, you know, as we're going through this change, and frankly, this is why the ESOP, you know, community recommends that you do it over a very long period of time, because you never have to address, you know, this change of what's going on with the ESOP. But I thought it was important for us to take this as an opportunity, not only to reallocate each year the shares that we buy back from our participants, but also accomplish some other retirement goals, which is what we're doing with the 401k grant and diversifying their investments. It just allows us, to accomplish, you know, those goals at the same time.
Thank you for explaining that, Bob. That makes a lot of sense. I wanted to point out that the 401k grant, although we're still recommending that employees contribute to that, if I'm correct, a lot of our competitors do not offer a 401k grant per se. They're looking more for an employee contribution, and then they decide if they're going to match it. Would you agree with that? And if so, can you expand a little on that?
I do. And almost all 401ks require that you contribute to the plan to get the contribution from the company. And while I understand that philosophy and certainly want to encourage employees to contribute to the 401k on their own, have been very consistent about that in my time with HB, I thought it was important. You know, our retirement program up to this point was all contributed by the company. So you didn't have to do anything to get the retirement contribution from the company other than be employed, by the company. And I thought it was important that in making this change, that we did the same thing with the 401k grant, meaning that everybody gets it just for being part. And it's part of our commitment that we've made to all of our employees that if you work a career here, we're going to get you to the resources you need in retirement to sustain your standard of living. That commitment has not changed. Nothing has changed relative to that, with this change. And so I didn't want to put strings attached to it. But I want to reiterate, I do think it's smart for everybody to contribute to the 401k with their own money. You reduce your taxes by doing it. And, you know, what's going to happen if that we accomplish what we've set out to accomplish, what's going to happen by you contributing is, one, you're going to have more resources in retirement than what you need, and you can use those in a multitude of different ways. Or secondly, you're going to be able to retire early. And, you know, and let's face it, in our industry, you know, our jobs are very physical. And, you know, not every employee is physically able to continue to work the way they were when they were younger at the end of their career. And so I would encourage everybody to continue to make contributions to the 401k if you already are. And if you're not contributing the 401k, to consider making a contribution on your own.
So the ESOP has a vesting schedule. Can you share what the vesting looks like for the 401k?
I sure can. So the 401k vesting schedule is that once you're eligible and you get a grant, there is no vesting schedule. So the money is 100% yours. So an employee is required to be employed for 1 year and 1,000 hours before they get the grant. Once they've been employed for 1 year and 1,000 hours, they'll be eligible for the grant. Once that grant is made, it's 100% yours. So if you ever left the company at that point, you would get 100% of that contribution. As a lot of you already know, the ESOP has a vesting schedule on it. So for the contributions we make to the ESOP, you're 100% vested after 6 years of service, starting at year two. So once you've been employed for 2 years, you're 20% vested, 3 years, 40, 4 years, 60, 5 years, 80%, and 6 years, 100%. Those percentages mean if you were to leave at that point, that percentage of your money is available to you when it's distributed as part of the plan.
Speaking of our ESOP, employees often wonder how they can directly impact our ESOP. Would you mind sharing one or two examples of how employees can impact our ESOP?
Yeah, I think it's really important for everybody in our company to recognize that they do in their actions every day directly impact the value we create as a company. There's not one person that has a job with us that is not important to the value creation of the company. You know, if you weren't important, we wouldn't have you employed with us. You know, just some very specific, you know, examples would be, you know, take for example, on our construction sites, taking the time to think about everything that you need for that first, you know, 2 hours of work or 4 hours of work until you're going to get a break or away from UR. Make sure that you have every piece of material and tool that you're going to need to do that. Because people don't think about this, but if you have to, you know, take a walk to get a tool, you know, that you needed, that is delaying when you would be able to get that done. And in essence, is value that's being lost. And you add up all of those activities, over 2,000 employees, over, you know, 5 days a week, you know, 4 weeks in a month, and 12 months in a year, over a career, that starts to add up, you know, to a lot of money. So, you know, and it's an easy thing, you know, just spend, you know, a minute on the front end of your day to do that. We have other employees, you know, say that are performing some function in an office. If you come up with a more efficient way to do that function, not only do you save that time for that function that day, but every other time that we do that function, you know, going forward. And so I think the big theme of all of this in creating value is just constantly be looking for ways to get just a little bit better each day. If we get a little bit better each day, we will continue, you know, to add value. And I think, you know, Bree, in your world, you know, with what we do with HBU is, you know, about growing as individuals, you know, so that we can just produce a little bit more, you know, tomorrow than what we did today. And, you know, I don't care what your position is, we all have a role to play, and it's important that we do that as often as we can and as efficiently as we can. If we do that, we'll achieve our goals that we're trying to meet.
So, Bob, you mentioned a few times about the 3-5% share allocation and that it's no guarantee that it's going to be the 3-5%. Do you mind sharing a little bit about what would make that change be more or less?
Yeah, happy to. First of all, the number of shares that we buy back each year from former participants will be a big driver of what that percentage is. And so it's formula based that when somebody leaves the company, if they're of retirement age, we're going to buy back all their shares over the next 5 years, 1/5 a year over the next 5 years. Those shares, there's actually a big spreadsheet report that we get that lays out the number of shares that'll be bought in each year. And so when you take all of that, that is part of what determines, you know, how much will be allocated to the participant's account. In addition to the number of shares that we buy back each year, the share price is very important in that calculation, because the share price will be multiplied by the number of shares to determine the total value of the allocation for that year. And then the third factor that's going to address the percentage is the amount of payroll that we have. So how many shares you're allocated as an individual is simply your pay as a percentage of the total. And I know we have 2,000 employees, so nobody will get 1% of the shares in a given year. But let's say your pay was 1% of the total, you're going to get 1% of those shares. Those three factors together will determine what the percentage of your pay is allocated each year.
Thank you, Bob, for being transparent and explaining how this change with the 401k grant and ESOP share allocations is a win for our employee owners. And thinking about our ESOP program overall, do you have any additional comments for employee owners about our ESOP philosophy in general?
Yeah, I think there's just one, you know, topic I'd like to talk a little bit about, because I think it's relatively, you know, misunderstood. Is I don't think our employee base understands how important the share value is, which we have all the say in what that is. The value we create is incredibly important as it relates to what those contributions from the ESOP will be as a percentage of our pay. So just a very simple, you know, example, if we look at the contribution, say the contribution at $75 was going to be 3% of pay. If our share price is $150, which sneak preview, I think is very much within our potential to achieve that if we do with the business that we believe that we're going to do over the next couple of years. That same contribution at $150 instead of $75 is 6%. Okay. So we have a really, you know, big ability to change what the contribution percentage of our pay is based on the value of our company. So it just reinforces the importance that each one of us take the little actions to improve the value of the company. And I just don't think I can emphasize this fact enough, that we have 2,000 employee owners. And if every single employee owner just finds those one or two little things, you know, that they can do just a little bit better, that allows them to be a little bit more effective in their job, you know, that we can create more value and that we end up achieving, you know, our long-term objective of having the retirement needs we need. We just, you know, pull that forward, you know, and that means we can work longer and have even more, or we can work shorter and go into retirement earlier. And, you know, and it's not lost on me, you know, that some of our employees really need that to have happen. You know, this, you know, the work we do is physically demanding. You know, and we all like to think, you know, we're going to be as spry as we were, you know, at 20, at 65. For some of us, that may be true. But for others, us, and it's not going to be true, and through no fault of our own, you know, our bodies just don't, you know, keep up with it. You know, we see, you know, shoulder injuries all the time because people, you know, are just having repetitive, you know, injuries. So I think it's really important that we just recognize as individual employees every little thing that we can do to increase the value of our firm helps us achieve those goals. And we're all in this together and we control it. You know, one of the big, you know, philosophical things, you know, I've come to believe over my last 30 years of employment is there's no upside to being a victim. You know, and we can, you know, bemoan the Social Security system and how it doesn't do what it needs to do, but we're taking that all out of the equation. We're worried about producing what we need to produce so that we can have our standard of living, you know, in retirement. And I think it's really important that we all just take those tiny little steps that we need to. And if we do that day in and day out, week in and week out, quarter and quarter, year after year, we'll get to where we want to go.
Awesome. Well, thank you for your time today, Bree and Bob. We always end our podcast with fun facts. So, Bob, what do you got for us today?
The fun fact for today is that there are 250 new ESOPs per year. And we love to see the growth in the ESOP structure. Not only are we committed to ESOPs ourselves, but as a business, we do a lot to facilitate the ESOP community and do everything we can to grow ESOP companies. So that's exciting news for everybody.
Perfect. We love that fun fact. So thank you again for your time today. And we'll look forward to talking to you on the next podcast about what it means for HB Global to be a great place to work. And see you next month.
If you have questions that you'd like answered, send them to eopodcast@hb-global.com. We look forward to hearing from you, and we'll see you in the next podcast.